My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Everybody around this time, we do the rundown. Let us do it.
It's The Rundown with the biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
Maui Invitational. When you think Maui, what do you think? Do you think Moana? Do you think The Rock? Do you think your time there way back when you were jumping off of cliffs and you were swimming in that pristine ocean on company time and dime? Is that what you think about? Because it ain't ever happening again for you.
I do. I think about this big fight that Faith and I had.
A big fight that you and Faith had. Because did you have a wandering eye in Maui?
I said, we're going to get a divorce.
You played that card in Maui.
That's what I remember.
Okay, perfect.
I also remember Carmooch massage, I think.
Oh, yeah, he got the massage.
So those were the highlights for
Carmooch
me.
Carmooch took the fall for you.
When you say Maui, I think that, but it's probably, we should say, UConn.
Yeah.
Defending national champs.
Yeah.
They're here, right?
That's right.
That's what I think when I think Maui now.
Yep. And so what you're wondering is, who is Memphis going to play, right? Who is Memphis going to play in the first round?
It almost feels like Selection Sunday. I'm so excited because I haven't looked. John told me not to look. So I have no idea who Memphis's opponent will be, but I have a hunch it's going to be one of the tougher ones because the easier road is going to be made for UConn and North Carolina.
Memphis versus the defending back-to-back champion UConn Huskies in the first round of Maui. Or, as Jay-Z once said, grand opening, grand closing. That will do it for the Tigers in Maui.
Do you have the whole bracket?
So let me find this. It was released.
Oh, my goodness.
But Memphis got the toughest draw, for sure, of the entire deal. UConn, Memphis, Michigan State, Colorado on one side, Auburn, Iowa State, North Carolina, Dayton on the other. So if you win, you get Michigan State or Colorado before you even get the chance to play in the championship, right?
They gave Dayton to who? North Carolina?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, Auburn getting Iowa State is like, they're probably feeling some type of way too, right? They're like, why do we got to play Iowa State? But somebody's got to play Iowa State.
Well, in this case, who are your two bottom teams? It's Memphis and Dayton. Right?
Yes, correct.
Yes.
Maybe Colorado, but yeah, I think that's true.
Mm-hmm. What's Colorado's got to do some replacing, though.
Yes.
The Williams kid. The brother.
They lost Cody Williams, but I think they do bring back some.
Didn't they have two picks? Or am I making that up? Now, I know about Cody.
Was there...
I thought maybe there was...
A guard, maybe?
Yeah. That's tough, but I knew Memphis was going to get the toughest road, if not, you know, one of the two toughest.
I mean, Bart Torvik is really high on Memphis, so let's see. So
I'm sure. I bet you Hurley is looking at it like, I don't like this. I bet you he's saying that.
So let's see.
About getting Memphis first because again,
he's got Colorado actually way down. He's got Colorado 116.
There you go. Well, they lost a ton.
So Memphis would not be one of the bottom two.
Okay.
So that's interesting.
Well, then if I'm Danny, I would have won in Colorado.
Right. Yes. So Connecticut is 12th, Memphis is 25th at Bart Torvik. Look, UConn lost a lot too. Let's say that. I mean, they definitely cling in Stephon Castle,
yeah,
Tristan Newton. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're not like they're the preseason favorite to win the title, but they're not going to win the title this year. So let me say that out front. And Penny is 2-1 against Dan Hurley in his career, lest you forget.
Yeah.
But it's what? Caravan. Who else did they bring in this year? I should know that off the top of my damn head. But I know Caravan was like the big, you know what I'm saying, the big acquisition, bringing him back. So you have him, Solomon Ball. They're expecting him to take a big step, but he hasn't really played that much. Terrace Reed they brought in. Let's see, Hassan Diarra. They brought in the Aiden Mahaney from St. Mary's. That was their big transfer portal guy. And then a couple, you know, here and there and everywhere. Liam McNeely is another guy that was highly ranked come out of high school. So, look, I mean, it's definitely I'll say this. I'd rather play UConn than Iowa State for Memphis. Like, no questions asked.
Explain.
Iowa State plays
the way they play defense.
They play that style, right? Remember up in the Barclays Center?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Several years ago. That wasn't even when Iowa State was good. But, you know, Memphis got killed by Iowa State in that title game of whatever stupid event that was. I remember because I was there. Remember, I went to Brooklyn that week, and I happened to be there. And so, I think Memphis actually – I said that would be grand opening. It doesn't have to be. Like, Memphis actually could beat this UConn team. If they are as good as Bart Torvik believes they are at 25th in the country, I mean, this is not going to be, 11.5, 13 point, you know, spread. I mean, it'll probably be like UConn -5, UConn -6, something like that. I think it'll be interesting. It's an interesting game. And I'm glad, by the way, that Memphis is playing, you know, I mean, for Memphis, it's a real shot, right? Like, take a shot at the champ. I mean, I guess you'd rather wait to do that in the title game, but.
I mean, I'll buy that. UConn did, I mean, you point out they lost a lot. I think there's just an expectation with them and where Hurley's got them and their capabilities now, what they're able to bring in, that they're going to be right back in terms of in contention, so you know what you're up against. And from a coaching standpoint, we know. I mean, what they do offensively, it's as good as anybody. Had LeBron raving about it. But I could spin it the way you are, is that it's going to be in many ways a free shot, I suppose, because the rest of the country is going to expect you going into that game to lose. I mean, there's not going to be any question about it. Whether UConn's overly ranked to start the year or not,
right?
You are going to be, I would suspect, a substantial dog in that game. And so, in many ways, it's like you said, it's like a free shot. It's a free swing. But knowing, too, that, you know, you're not going to gain much from your conference schedule in terms of resume building with how weak the AAC is, I mean, it's an important game, too. It's important in that sense. And you're going to be ready to – they're still the two-time defending champs. I realize it'll be a new look, but they're still that. You're going to be ready to beat them that early.
It's a tough ask.
That quick in terms of your sort of involvement as a team, trying to figure out who's taking last shots and everything else.
But
– what are the – how many games you got before just roundabout?
We don't have to count them.
Two, three to get ready, 3, 4?
Yeah.
Feels like that, yeah. Okay.
I don't have the exact answer.
No, I could spin it that go in there not – you know. Penny says, here we go. We got a shot at the champs. Make some news. You know, we'll shock the world is what he'll tell them.
Like, that's my take.
But there's a chance there because they're replacing so much, to your point.
Exactly. That's my take. Like, it is much better to get this year's UConn than it is this year's Iowa State. Even though UConn is the preseason favorite to win the national championship, Like, Iowa State, I know for a fact. Like, here's what I love about UConn.
Iowa State was number one defensively.
Exactly.
Period.
And guess how they want to play? They want to grind your ass all the way down. And that's just never where – it doesn't matter who the coach is. It doesn't matter what the – like, Memphis never does well in that kind of game. UConn plays the same game you do. Now, they run elite stuff offensively, right? But what do they want to do? They want to get out and run. That's what they want to do. That's how their team is built.
And Penny can get back to playing the kind of defense they were playing the first 5 years.
Right.
You know, maybe you can shake up something that's going to be new in a lot of ways in terms of their rotation.
Yes.
You know, throw some looks at them defensively that throw some of that good offensive stuff off.
Absolutely
because
right.
It'll be new guys running in a lot of the situations.
Absolutely right. So, yeah, look, it's a super – it's the most interesting game that Memphis has played in a long time.
There's more to gain than there was if you'd beat Auburn, you know, or lost to Auburn.
Absolutely.
And there is. There's more to be gained.
Yes. Yes.
And a loss is not going to hurt you unless it's Villanova style.
Yes. The only team Villanova that would have been, I think, better would be UNC. Right?
Well, you know they play your style.
But they're not going to give you a shot at UNC. They would never do that. Because they had I really do wish we got that game. Like, why could they not have just given us the UNC game? But because they know they want UNC to win a game for sure.
Of course.
So they give them Dayton. But yeah, listen.
Who's after
UConn? Michigan State, Colorado.
So the likelihood is you're going to get Colorado.
Yes,
if we're going by lines and what it'll be expectations.
Michigan State.
Michigan State, Colorado is the other game on our side of the bracket.
Yeah,
and I'm saying if we lost to UConn,
my apologies. I thought you were presuming a win.
I said according to lines.
No, you're right. Yeah, so it'd be Colorado.
You would play Colorado second game, get a win because they'd be down.
Yep,
and then you'd get the winner of the loser of that loser side on the other one.
Probably Auburn,
which maybe could be in Auburn.
Yeah, or Auburn or Carolina.
It won't be Carolina.
You don't think?
I think they're banking on UConn, Carolina. That's what they're hoping for.
Yeah, no, I think it'll be Memphis, Auburn in that consolation game.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the likelihood.
Auburn will be a decent win.
Yeah.
Just talking about potential paths and what's on your resume.
No, exactly.
If you go, sure, beat UConn. Go control your destiny. Go to the title game, sure.
Exactly.
But I'm just going off likelihoods here.
No, I appreciate you doing that.
You'll be favored or dogs. You'll be dogs.
You'll be dogs against UConn, like I said. Probably, again, we're a little ways out. I would say 6 to 7 point underdog. And I might be interested in Memphis +7. I'll tell you that right here, right now. I might.
Let's just calm down there, doggy.
I mean, I want you to write this down.
Dog, Snoop doggy.
You don't bring your notepad anymore. You just mail it in.
No,
you
know? I write it down. No, I don't. When you were gone, we did just fine. And I notate things on my computer now. I don't have to write them down anymore.
This game won't be until, it's 3 months from now, but mark this down. Memphis will be a 7.5
point dog. Now, I'm not your damn assistant now. You can't just say, like, you're dictating to me and I'm writing it down for you.
No, I'm just asking for the record.
Just a little nicer.
A little notating. Thank you, please. I mean, Memphis +7.5 versus UConn. That's what it's going to be. That's the number.
Marked and membered.
And no home court advantage, obviously. Do you think a lot of Memphis fans will go to this?
Yeah, there'll be a few. They'll take a bird and then we'll take a plane out there.
They may have said a few. Maybe if they beat Missouri. And
I think there could be some wait and see on this team.
There is going to be that.
But there will be some rebounders that go out.
People should go. I mean, because it's like.
And I said Harrell. I guess it's Marvin White and them now too.
Sure. Yeah.
But Harrell won't go. I guarantee.
It's a good excuse to get out there, right? Like
if you have the means, go.
Exactly.
100. You will never be in terms of going following Memphis somewhere. You know, to see a tournament in terms of your surroundings, you're not going to get better than Maui.
And it just gives you something to do, right? Like it's like
yes, yeah. I'm never going to go parasailing in my life. We did it out there because it was available. It was right there at the resort.
See,
and yeah.
See?
You know, that's how my wife and I kind of got back together.
Yeah.
It was a pair after the big fight.
Right. You.
But I told you, I mean.
You pushed her right off. You pushed her right off the parasail. Now you're even. I know that went through your head.
I told y'all about that story. I was singing that John Legend, Not Like I Used To. I Don't Love You. Not Like I Used To.
Bro, you were singing that to Faith?
Yes, because she had come. I'm going to explain this very quickly, and you will understand. You take her to Maui, okay? I'd been a preps writer, fool. I'm now taking my wife on a trip to Maui to cover the team. We stepped up, right?
Yeah.
All right. We get there. I still got to work. But when I get off of work, do you remember this story now?
Not really.
I want to go see the island. I want to go have dinner. Faith had done her yoga. She had done her beach walk. She'd done a lot of fun Maui things.
While you were working.
Right. When it was dinner time, I'm tired. I don't want to go out. I don't feel like it.
Oh, that's terrible.
Now you see how I felt.
That's unacceptable.
Now you see how I felt. And that caused an argument when we were at dinner. And she's just all beat up. Yeah. Oh, this trip and having fun's really beating you up, huh? All this paradise.
And this was pre-kid.
Yes.
Oh, that's unacceptable.
She's exploring the island, bro. Submarines and everything else. While I'm working, covering the games.
I'm gonna be real with you. That's sex every day. Like, that's like no kid in the mix. And we're in Maui.
I mean, set that to the.
Part of the thing.
I want to explore the island with my wife. I want to explore the island.
I know, but that's all part of it.
Right? And do part of that. Yeah, I know you're just talking about getting right to the main course, bro. I know what you're talking about.
Let's just.
Because I know how you
efficiency.
Think. Efficiency. Right. I want to explore. I've worked. I haven't been to Maui yet.
Right.
Because I had to sit down, write previews, everything else, pump it out for David Williams.
No, let this out. Let it out. I think this is good for you.
And so it caused a huge fight because all I said at dinner was, I sort of don't appreciate this sort of
right.
not willingness to, like, you know, you understood I was going to be worked till a certain time. Maybe you should have took a nap in paradise so you could be ready for your husband to get off.
Pace yourself.
Now, again, does this sound like selfish husband? Yeah.
I mean, not really.
I'm going to tell you what it was. New husband, too. New, fairly new in the marriage,
bro.
Understand, you know, thinking about my needs and everything else as opposed to, oh my, you know, now realizing you do that too often, man, you're going to end up losing most of the time anyway, worried about your needs. But, bro, you can see how the boiling point get there. And, dude, we were walking through the resort, coming back from that dinner, yelling at each other. And next morning I told her, oh, you just go on about your day.
And then you started crooning.
You just go on about your day. Yeah, I was ironing my own clothes and singing that John Legend. And talking about, as soon as we get back, I'm going to find me an attorney.
Damn!
But before the trip was over, we were parasailing together again.
That's crazy.
Yep, and we did. We made sweet love.
Right, but I'm just saying that. That's got to be every day.
More than one.
That's got to be an everyday occurrence. Like you said, preps to Maui. Preps to paradise.
Right, she didn't understand kind of what. Said, baby... You understand? And I'll be honest with you. Old Smooth back then
right.
wouldn't have said God did it.
Right.
Old Smooth back then was saying I did it.
Right. But you did it.
You understand
it.
That? There's
it.
A difference
you
there.
Did earn it,
there's
though.
A difference in understanding there. I was on the I did it. I got us here. And I tell you, it can be a lonely place to be.
Yeah.
When you just think about your own.
Yeah, but I mean, I just don't understand what the hell is going on with Faith that week. I mean, this whole, you know, being tired.
She literally had gotten out.
Island time.
And gotten
bro.
Tired.
Island time. I mean, that's just like, act like you've been there before. I mean, you go from. Yeah,
but we hadn't.
Well,
and that was the thing. She overdid it that first day with tours
and excursions.
And yoga.
Yeah, okay.
It wasn't ready to give me what I needed, you know, that engagement.
That's right.
Come dinner time and after.
Exactly. Well, I'm glad. All it took was just you with a little, that Barry White voice
but
of yours.
But I like how we can come all the way back around to the beginning when you say, because you asked me what do I think about Maui before we started this whole thing. We've sort of come back full circle.
Well, yeah.
It's
going
to be tough against UConn.
Part of the show at this point has definitely become like we do have to carve out a few minutes every so often for you to sort of, whatever internal thing you're holding against Faith, we have to let you get that
it's
out.
It's part of how we work it out.
You know what I mean? Charm of the show, and it's like because you don't want to go to therapy, so you know this is your best way to get it all out.
And you see those Stephen A. commercials. You want to keep the mind healthy.
That's right.
You have to vent,
and I can tell that's helpful. It's helpful, but yeah, like the point is, Memphis playing UConn,
yeesh.
And if you have ever not been to Maui, this is your best excuse to go to Maui. I mean, if you're a Memphis Tiger basketball fan, because you get to watch three games guaranteed for Memphis. And again, it's just nice to have something that you're building a schedule around, too, when you're out of town like that.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
like,
yeah.
You're like, oh, well, we got to be at the game at this time. So you're not just kind of like wandering around. Like, I guess that applies a little bit more to like Vegas, where, you know, you can get in real trouble with the idle mind. but there's planes out there too. So you got a lot of traveling to do, Jabroni. You got to get out to Vegas. You got to get out to Maui this year. Tiger's putting on a hell of a road schedule for you.
San Fran as well, don't you?
Oh,
you got one at the where Golden State plays.
Oh, yeah.
Why can't I think of the arena right now?
Oh, is that the Chase Center?
Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah,
game at the Chase Center.
Yeah,
you're looking at me like you don't remember.
I was trying to think of the name.
Chase Center.
Yeah.
I couldn't think of it.
But
the Oracle is what I want to call it.
Exactly.
It's the old building.
And then there's the one in Sacramento, which is Golden One, right?
There you go. Yeah.
But it's not that one. That's Ivy in Sacramento. But yeah, so it's a great event, and Memphis is getting a tough draw, no question. But it's not the toughest. That's what I'm coming down on. It's not the toughest for Memphis. That would have been Iowa State. So you dodged that one. I mean, that really would have been the worst one. Memphis, Iowa State in the first round. Like, there's nothing to, like, yeah, they're good, but they're not that kind of brand. So beating them, although it would be a great win, it would not feel the way that beating UConn would feel.
I mean, you're on SportsCenter as soon as you beat the defending national champions. It's different in terms of storylines that he'll be watching.
And it's a lot easier as well for Penny to get those guys ready for that game. Like, this is the two-time defending national champs.
100%.
You know, Iowa State's like, this is the 50-point-a-game average in Cyclones.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's a little different.
But you're trying to convince them this team is good, and they're going to be this is as good a defense as you'll see and all that, as opposed to with UConn, you don't need to say anything to them.
Although I will say this, Tyrese Hunter knows that team well because he played them.
I didn't think about that.
He played for them, and he played against them. Hmm. So if Iowa State and Memphis do end up beating each other, that'll be the Tyrese Hunter revenge game.
Yeah. That would be on the other side. That would have to happen in a championship game.
Oh, yeah.
Or I guess it could in a consolation.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
But anyway, there you go. Maui brackets are out. Oh, by the way, last thing. More Memphis basketball news. I think I saw this first from Hitman, that Memphis is going to be playing Alabama in an exhibition before the season starts. In Huntsville. So
interesting.
You got a lot of great metropolitan areas to visit this year as a Tiger fan. You got San Francisco, you got Maui, and you got Vegas, and you got Huntsville.
That's an open exhibition?
Yeah. They're selling tickets.
Not a secret scrimmage, yes.
No, they're selling tickets for it.
Interesting. So then you could only do
October 28th.
So theoretically, we're spitballing, but you could only play one exhibition against either Lemoine or Lane, and I don't know why you'd still play Lane when Andre's not there anymore, but still. Or you could go another exhibition.
I believe that is the plan. The plan is to do two exhibitions, is the last I heard. Now, unless one of those fell through, I don't know.
One in Huntsville.
Yes.
And I'm assuming you would want one here.
Absolutely.
Of course, for your fans.
Because this is a road game.
Right, you said Huntsville. This doesn't do anything for you.
So, I mean, again, I don't know that for a fact, but my assumption would be, and I got to check on it because the people that were working on it are gone now. But last I checked on it over the summer, it was supposed to be just a contract drawing situation. Listen, Alabama is going to be absolutely awesome. I mean,
they're loaded.
Yeah, like they're bringing everybody back. They brought in, I think they added a couple guys that are high level.
I like them to win the whole thing.
I think that's an interesting. Well,
I won't be the only one, though. That'll be a square pick, bro.
You think so?
Yes.
They got to the what?
Don't they have like the top three odds to win it next year? I think them, Kansas,
UConn.
UConn.
So you got.
They're up there, I think.
You brought in Aiden Holloway. Wrightsell Jr.'s back. Nelson is back. You add young blood.
I told you, the freshman.
Amarui.
The kids that hit the threes in the tournament last
Darion
year.
Darion Reed, Sears. I mean.
Went to the draft. He tried the draft, came back. Stevenson or whatever his name is.
Let's look at this.
We've talked about him. He's coming back for his sophomore season.
Let's look at this, by the way. Oh, the hitman, the Huntsville mayor apparently is going to announce it, or did announce it, one of the two. So Huntsville is very excited about it. that's interesting. Like, yeah, we got something. We got a big one in Huntsville, Alabama on October 28th. I wanted to check on this real quick for you, though. Like, what are the odds? I think you're right. Alabama's going to be very close. So they're fourth, 12-1 at Caesars.
Man, I might go to go see my girl Melody Holt.
UConn continues to be the favorite, though, which I think is just you're a sucker if you bet UConn to win it again. Let's see, SEC. How about that? That's a good one. +280. I'd rather bet you Alabama +280 to win the SEC than I would 12-1 to win the title, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I mean, how are they going to lose the damn SEC?
It's going to be tough. Again, there's no Kentucky over there, not that Kentucky.
Right. I mean, Arkansas is good. I don't think they're that good. I mean, I think they could maybe finish second, but I think Alabama plus 280 is definitely the bet to win the SEC for sure. I just don't – I mean, you have everything. I mean, you got shooting, experience, bringing a couple of really good transfers. You got inside play. Yeah, Alabama's going to be awesome. So it's good experience for Memphis is the point. You're playing some really freaking good teams once again, you know, this year. This one won't count, but it'll still be a lot of fun. So can we get you on the books for Huntsville, October 28th?
I might do that. Like I told you, that's where they film Love and Marriage, Huntsville. My wife and I still watch it.
Gotcha.
Melody Holt, Martell.
There you go.
Might go see my Huntsville people.
All right.
Go to Black, you know, the Black, Club Black.
No.
But I think they shut us down.
I do know that Nate Oates is your man, though. So
yeah, I've liked him for a long time. I have as a coach.
Go get him.
I don't necessarily like his attitude.
Yeah.
But he's built it now, so he can talk it like he walks it.
There you go. Anyway, there you have it. You have the Tiger schedule. It's all coming together here.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Here. Next story.
Boise State's named its quarterback, and that's how big a news that is. So big that Pete Thamel's writing about it. And I'll tell you why Pete Thamel's writing about it, because Boise State is his pick to be the Group of Five representative in the college football playoff. He and Reese Davis, I want to say, last week, maybe it was the week before, had a little face-off on who they thought would come out. Reese Davis, who does have Memphis ties, by the way, as John has pointed out to me, I believe his wife or something along those lines is from Memphis. He picked Memphis. Pete Thamel picked Boise State. And so Pete Thamel has, in some ways, become Boise State's reporter, especially on news such as this. And here's why it matters, because you're battling Boise State for that spot. And, again, we went through the scenarios. There could be, you know, Boise State goes 11-1 You know, when's their conference championship and everything else? I guess that technically would be 12-1 at that point. There's a good chance they put them ahead of you. You know, that it's out of your control.
Yep.
But perhaps Memphis, with its three toughest conference games being on the road, again, if you're assuming same thing, you've run the table, lost to Florida State, Boise State lost to Oregon, perhaps there is still an edge to be gained there. But they are going with redshirt sophomore quarterback Maddox Madsen. Again, they are picking him over a transfer in who at one time was really highly ranked but has gotten off to a slow start. His name is Malachi Nelson, was transferring in from USC. At one point was the number one overall player in the class of 2023. This guy, Maddox, beat him out for the job, Maddox Madsen. I have a hard time with his name because it's almost like two first names. But here, this is what I went and found. I thought I remembered him. Do you? From last year, remember,
yes.
Boise State played two quarterbacks
yes.
in that game. And at the end, when it really felt like, you know, Memphis, I think, had a 10-point lead there with maybe about 2 minutes left. Got that win over Boise State, what was it, 35-32. Madsen came into that game with 11 of 14 for 175 yards and two touchdowns. Boise State did end up getting edged in that one. But I remember him looking good at that point. Who was the, what was the name of the other quarterback, the more athletic kid? It doesn't matter.
Taylen Green.
Thank you. Great job.
He's at Arkansas.
He transferred out of there. That's right. And so the guy that played along with him against Memphis in that loss last year is now the starting QB going into his sophomore season, according to Pete Dammel's sources out of Boise State. Again, we need to be keeping a close eye and close tabs this year on what Boise State's doing, on what Liberty's doing. Obviously, in our own conference with what UTSA's doing, but that's going to be easier to monitor. Boise State, its game against Oregon, everything else it does this year is going to matter here in Memphis because in the end, you're likely going to be measuring yourself up against them. More importantly, the CFP is going to be doing that. But I think everything out of Boise, especially when Pete Thamel's reporting it, is going to be news for us. You handled it. You beat them last year. It'll be a different way in terms of trying to beat them this year because you're trying to get that spot. When's that? They come back on the schedule. Don't get me lights. Next year, one in the next couple of years, the Memphis got the. But obviously not this year. For this year, you're trying to beat them and getting that group of five spot in the college football playoff. But they have named their quarterback, and it was a guy who was good against Memphis last year.
Yeah, he was. And I remember because I had Boise State plus 3.5, and he led them.
Felt like he was completing everything.
Yeah, heroic drive to cover that number. Yeah, but I was there. I was actually.
That's why you remember it.
And
you went to the game.
That's where I got this. Remember this. Don't forget.
Why are you still wearing it,
man? Because it was a gift, man. It was a gift.
He's showing a Boise State wristband that John is wearing.
Yeah, so I got this. I've told the story, but I went there. I took my daughter. It was her first Memphis football game. And I was sitting in the crowd, and I happened to be behind the wife of the team chaplain for Boise State. And we got to talking. We got to talking about Memphis and her family. She had a son that got drafted in the NFL. She would tell me about him and his career. And we were just shooting the ish, you know, and my kid was there and everything. And she eventually called her husband over, and he took off this wristband, this Boise State wristband. And she explained to me, unbelievable, I mean, religious woman and super nice. She said every time they go to a road game, they give out a wristband to an opposing team's fan that they chat with and, you know, get to know. And I was the lucky recipient of the wristband this week. And so, you know, I thought it was an honor. It doesn't mean that I'm necessarily rooting for Boise State, obviously not this year because I want Memphis to make the playoff, but I thought it was just an incredibly kind gesture to do that. And, you know, I root for Boise State in all games not, you know, impacting Memphis. So there you have it.
That's real sweet.
Yeah, I thought it was. I thought it was a cool little thing, you know?
Why do you still have it on?
I just had never taken it off.
So you've continued to shower in it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
it's kind of fading a little bit, but not really.
And so you've worn that Boise State wristband longer than you've worn anything Memphis on a continuous basis.
I don't have a Memphis wristband. They never gave me one.
Silverfield would have got you a wristband if you wanted one.
I didn't ask for that.
And that's why it's so.
That's the point.
It's such a unique gift.
It was a gesture. It was a gesture. Where I didn't have to ask, right?
You have to take it off before the season starts. You understand that?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure that that's the case.
So
you can't root for both, dude, in a season where there's only one spot and you're going head up against them.
You know, I'm not really. I wouldn't
for
say I'm
that
really,
spot.
I wouldn't really say I'm rooting for them.
You shouldn't have. You shouldn't represent anything, Boise State.
I mean,
especially this season. We got it last year. You told us, and it was. You told us this sweet story last year. I'm serious, man. You told us this story last year. We had to stop. So you could tell the story about why you had it on. I cannot believe that I haven't noticed up until now, 12 days before the Tigers are set to kick off, that you still got it on.
I mean, it was a nice gesture.
It's a violation, bro.
I don't know if I'd say that.
It is an absolute violation.
I disagree. I don't think it's a violation.
The time for retiring that sweet gift that you got from the chaplain's wife was after the season. Certainly before this season starts.
They won the Mountain West championship game.
There's not a Tigers fan in this country who would think what you're doing is a good idea or still sweet. You've already paid. You've paid it back by wearing it.
Yeah, I'll pray about it, and I'll just kind of see, you know.
Don't play. Don't play. God's already given you the answer, and he just delivered it through me. I was his messenger.
But it's like,
do you understand that?
But you know, God is why I have it, right? The team chaplain's wife. So, you know,
that thing ain't going to save you from a twister.
You know, again, I think you're just kind of in tricky territory here. You know, if it was not the team chaplain's wife, I'd say yeah, I'd probably take it off. But it was divine intervention. There's just no doubt about that. And then miracle cover by Boise State +3. They were up, whatever. They get down, then a miracle cover. I mean, what can you do?
You're wearing it for gambling reasons.
Let's ask a neutral party, Brad. Should I take the Boise State wristband off as a Memphis fan?
I'm not even going to look at him, so you don't get any.
So how's Memphis done since you've worn the? They beat Boise State, right?
They beat Boise State. They beat the hell out of Iowa State in
the
Liberty Bowl.
And you had that on in that period.
Yeah.
No, but they also didn't win the AAC with it on.
Don't blame the wristband.
I think we overcame
though. We were fourth, bro.
Don't blame the wristband for that.
I'm just saying.
The wristband wasn't part of those losses, though.
Acting like it was some kind of magical season. It was part of a loss to SMU.
It was a magical end to the season.
No, I'm hearing you, Jason. You're exactly right. However,
fourth in the league.
Yeah.
I'll celebrate that around here.
That ain't happening this year. We're firing him the first time he loses to a damn Navy or something like that.
Y'all celebrate fourth place finishes in basketball. I don't know why we can't do the same.
No, we aren't. We'll fire his ass, too. They both need to go if they're doing that stuff.
This is 100%.
I think you should keep it on if it's good luck.
Who's it good luck for?
That's Memphis. Memphis. Because it didn't hurt us last year against Boise. Remember that, Jason. And we got that big-ass bowl win that made all this momentum, plus that NIL check got written by Fred.
Since the wristband.
All that's wristband movement.
Since the wristband, bro.
Yeah, the money has been coming in since the wristband. Now, I know it's not a good look, however.
Listener Marcus, John has to take that jinx off three exclamation points. This is very simple.
How dare you, Marcus.
In sports fandom, what he's done, again, you already paid your respects to, again,
that's fair.
The chaplain's wife. And I know you hold her in high regard.
I do.
She gave you this plastic gift, and you hold it high. You got to let go. You paid the respect in wearing it the rest of the year, and you did it. And from your gambling mojo and everything else, it worked for you the rest of the year. You have to reset. Reset.
I think is it Mark Thornton? Is that his name?
Reset and take it off.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's him, but
put out a Jeff Calkins show poll on the Jason. Calkins show poll on the Jason and John show, especially since we're having him.
I'll put it on the 98.9 account here. We had to frame it properly so it's a little balanced, though, because on the surface,
John,
it doesn't look like.
I'm not going to focus on you, but I am going to.
Oh, you want to go ahead and put it up? You want to?
Well, no, I'm just going to. What I'm going to do is, because it's be very quickly.
Okay.
Well, I didn't even get your face in it, because then you'll just get.
I think it's going to lose on the premise because they're not vetting this, Jason. Like, they're not taking into account the bull win and the luck that's come along with it. They're just going to see a foreign wristband that they don't want.
I gotta find the right. There, it's just you're asking Twitter.
You're saying luck.
I'm feeling luck, even though it says Boise on it.
It brought Memphis luck last year.
Listen, I'm not talking about the whole entirety of the station. I'm talking about the year. I'm talking about like they beat Boise.
Team.
They beat Boise. They won the bowl game. They flipped the defensive coordinator. His ass left, and they got better. We got the, now we've apparently our defense is fixed, and we got the NIL check. I'm just saying. I'm trying to see both sides of it. I see what you're going at here. It is a bad look.
It's a bad look.
Now, you just argued both sides when you finished it with
No, it's a bad look. Like, it's going to be a poll loser. It's a poll loser as soon as we put this up.
I sent you the photo.
All right, I'll put it up with the photo.
Now,
but
hold
you
on
know.
Before you send it out there.
It's going to lose, though.
Because I want to make sure that you're ready for this.
Yeah, this could be blowback. I don't know.
I'm just saying that the 100% that it will be that you need to take it off. You're ready to be wrong on this.
I don't want to hear it. I don't give a damn what they say.
I can't believe that this fool was showering in this thing, cleaning his body.
No, I didn't hear that part of it. I should have listened closer.
He keeps the Boise State thing on. There ain't another piece of anything on him. Guy doesn't wear a watch or anything.
It's like a what would Jesus do?
He's butt-ass naked
thing.
In the shower in Memphis.
Hell yeah.
With a Boise State plastic ring around his wrist.
It's a wristband. It's not a ring. It's a wristband.
I like how he positioned it. A wristband is something that you can wipe your head with.
Yeah, like you're trying to make it sound like a penis ring. It's a wristband.
He did kind of position it that way.
A wristband is what NBA players wear to wipe their foreheads. That is not a wristband.
This is what like Lance Armstrong used to have. Remember the
Livestrong band?
And that is a Boise State.
I had one of those silly
ass
things.
That's what it is. It's that you use the right word now. Band.
It's a
Boise State band.
It's a band. Yes, yeah. It's a band. And you think
not a wristband?
And you think
like Trey wears?
You think that I should not be allowed to wear it because you are a dictator? You are a communist? You are no better than the Axis powers?
John, you've stopped the show.
I did not stop the show. I was asked about it.
If I had seen you off air in your cubicle with the thing on, I would have told you this off air. How silly this was! I would have said, "What are you doing with your life?"
Right.
Again, the man gets into a shower in his own home.
This is compelling. Actually,
he takes all of his clothes off. He doesn't wear jewelry or watches.
I wear the chain. I wear my chain. He's still got it.
He's wearing a gold chain with the Boise State band.
Yeah, Mark Thornton.
But naked in the shower.
But Mark Thornton is his name.
The chaplain from the blue.
How about we have him on? How about you tell him this? All right?
You ain't never done anything Memphis that long, that continuously in your life. Never. You come on here 5 days a week, you get a 2-day break on Saturday and Sunday. You don't got to go on Twitter, respond, Alo Joe, nothing.
Not
you unplug.
It. That's right.
Okay, there's your 2-day break after the five of being John Martin Memphis.
That's right. And then
But you is Boise State all damn day.
On the
24/7.
On the weekends.
On the weekends. Represent. How do you not see the wrong in that, bro? Especially in a year where you are battling them for the spot. This is not debatable.
I think that
it's not up for discussion.
In fairness, they did not. This was not even a discussion until now.
Yeah, it just emerged from your hoodie.
Yeah, like it was not.
You had been properly hiding that thing a little bit further up your forearm.
It was not. It was not the discussion that it was today. You know, 3, 4, 5 months ago, right? That just became they just became the nemesis. The arch nemesis. So that has to be taken into consideration. One. But B, you know, again, when you're given a gift like this, when you're given a gift because of who you are as a person, you know, as opposed to, you know, maybe you're ostracized or, you know, maybe you're made to feel a certain kind of way.
Bro.
It means something. It's meaningful. And so this has great meaning to me. Because
I'm sure Mike Miller has given you some Louis Vuitton silk drawers and you don't wear them every day.
No, that's true. But this is not really a piece of clothing. This is just a rubber band. This is just, you know, I don't even think about it, right? It's on.
It's like a part of you now.
I shower my gold chain on, yeah. You know, don't you?
I know that, yes.
I mean, it's just like you don't think
that's
about
a gold
it.
Chain. That's called a life chain.
Yeah, exactly. And
that's
this is a life
than
band.
The Boise State.
This is a life band.
Life band.
Let me ask you this.
What if it was a Texas band?
Could I wear a Texas band? Or no?
Bro, it's about what you're representing over there.
And you're the one who, like, said, I don't want anything to do with orange or, four, you know, all these other teams.
That's Tennessee.
You know?
That's just Tennessee.
Yeah,
Boise State's different.
No, they're special to them.
All colors are not created equally.
Is he still the chaplain? Do you know?
I believe he is. They got a little dicey in 2020. I don't know what was said, but they ended up, he's still around. And so, you know, you have to keep that in mind.
And this is how they've gotten their support back, going around giving Boise State band.
That's right. That is right.
To strangers.
They do that to everybody. You're not the only one. It's a scam.
All I saw.
So now you're back on my side?
All I saw was this one.
I think so. I think I'm generally with take it off. But, you know, if it's good luck and it's helping the Tigers, I'm about to put the poll out.
As Brad said, good things happened.
Yeah.
I mean, we did win the bowl game.
You put Seth Hennigan coming back on Boise State band? May as well,
right? If they gave it to me, I'd wear it.
No, I'm saying all these good things that have happened for Memphis since you've had it on.
Yeah, I mean,
Seth coming back for this year.
Only good things have happened for Memphis football. Let's be real.
Come on, bro. You lost this one, man. You got to. We can have the ceremony on the show if it means that much to you.
I don't know if I can do that. I don't know if I can disrespect that.
We will send the clip to Boise.
I just don't know if.
So they know where we're at now. Again, you got to get that straight before the season starts, man. We got 12 days. Get your life right.
Right. Anyway,
the poll is up and the picture is up. I mean, it's a little wordy.
I think it's as simple as that's bad luck. That's a jinx.
Okay.
Yeah.
We need every edge we can get. This thing's going to be close down the stretch.
Maybe we'll have a burning ceremony during the season if I feel like it. But it'll only be if I feel like it. It is my body, my choice.
You ain't all in.
I messed it up.
That's the problem, right? I mean, we live in a state where people are trying to tell you what you can and can't do with your body and make that choice for you. And it's just continuing on this show. And I refuse to be part and parcel to it. So until further notice, I don't give a damn what that poll says. All right? That poll don't pay my bills.
I know that thing real dirty underneath, too.
Plus 3.5, and a godly woman gave this to me.
And it's just got E. coli.
All right, let me ask you this.
E. coli.
What about that?
E. coli, yeah.
What about that? Have a look.
What we do? Oh, we're flipping it over so that the Boise's not showing.
Now what do we say about that?
Well, all of Memphis knows what it is.
It's a blue band.
It's just blue now.
Now you're closer to the words.
Now what? Now what do we say? Is this acceptable?
Again, if it said something like God is good on it, it'd be
different.
It
does, because Idaho is God's country.
I don't argue this with you.
Okay?
Stop trying to find a compromise, realize you're wrong, and that you should have taken it off months ago.
We need to come to an agreement, you know?
Yeah, you're going to take it off and burn it.
We need to come to an agreement.
For the city of Memphis, for this season, you understand that will be your sacrifice.
That needs to be the theme of the day.
Your contribution.
Agreements. Israel, Hamas, us. On this river, on this band.
Dude, whatever we got to do to make sure we get in this college football playoff, burn that thing, man.
All right, well.
Everybody's saying, all people texting me, it's a jinx.
Nobody's texting me. That's the thing. You know, everybody wants to text to people about me.
Do your friends wear bands?
But nobody's texting me.
Okay, the poll is out.
And so that is the difference. And once again,
it's going to be one side.
I want to absolutely.
It's going to be easy, but yeah.
I want to reiterate.
It's going to go.
This is sports 101.
I do not and cannot live my life based on what other people think.
Amen to that, so brother.
We know you don't.
You're allowed to voice your opinion in this poll.
That's why you got the damn thing on now.
But I don't care what you think. To everybody voting in the poll, just understand that I do not care what you think. And if you want me to take the band off, you're going to have to come do it yourself.
No. Yeah, you were just open to taking it off and burning.
That's not good.
Why did we get that far?
Don't
dig in on this. Wrong.
Don't do that.
Two lefts don't make a right.
No, if somebody gives me a Memphis band, I'm happily going to wear it. But I'm not going to ask for one, right?
Now we're going to get free stuff out of this.
Yeah, I'm not going to ask. I mean, it needs to be given. And, you know, I'm not going to get on my hands and knees and say, please, a Memphis rubber band, please.
Well, we know what it'll mean to you if they do give you one.
Now, who's our team chaplain for Memphis football? Do we have one?
I don't know.
I think we do, yeah. What's my guy's name?
No, I don't know his name.
Braxton Brady? His dad, I think? I think it's his dad. Or maybe that's his name. Or no, he left.
He left. I was going to say
he's gone.
He's gone from ECS, too.
So I don't know
because his son.
Preston's
gone.
Braxton was the father.
Okay.
And Preston was his son on the team. So I don't know who our team chaplain is right now with Memphis football. Who's it for Memphis basketball? I think we have. Is it my man Stephen Green? Is that our team chaplain for Memphis basketball?
I believe so.
So we got to find out who it is for Memphis football. And if they so want to tell me that my presence compelled them to give me a band, you know, that's the thing. It's like it's a great honor. It's a great honor for someone to spend time with you and say, I am so moved by your conversation and getting to know you that I want to give you something as a gift.
She's got a bag of them.
That is compelling.
They were hated. No. They were about to be out, apparently.
This was off of the guy's hand. That's what I said. He took this off of his hand, and I saw it happen. He came to the thing And she went over the stairs and over the separator there, and he handed her this band. This was off that man's hand. So, yeah, it means something to me. That was a very moving gesture. And what? Ron Olson's got to go to the Memphis football office to get this poster, okay? He's got to go himself. He went in there and said, can I have some posters, please? You think they sent those?
Fool, they're in transition.
Man,
Scott
stop.
Just got it. He just got done moving.
Man, stop. Didn't happen. So I'm not holding out any hope. I mean, I hope Memphis goes to playoff, but as it relates to this band.
Nah, you hope Maddox, Madsen, and Boise State go. That's what you hope.
No, I don't think Maddox is going to take them there. I mean, I think Taylen Green's a big loss. I'm a big Taylen Green guy.
They still got the running back dude who's going to the NFL.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Gianti.
Yeah. Gianti. Yeah, he is a beast. Yeah, that's going to be a tough one. It's going to be all about him. But anyway, I'll contemplate. I'll continue to pray about it, and we'll see kind of where I land.
Well, you keep playing about praying
On this particular subject. All right, we'll come back. Got Respect Burgers, 1 o'clock. Jeff Coggins at 125. Stick around. Jason and John, Trying to Fam, ESPN.
You've heard us talk a lot about FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Well, they've got something that's a little different for you this time around, now through September 22nd, so you got time. All FanDuel customers can bet $5. You'll get a three-week free trial of NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV. Again, just bet $5 and get a three-week free trial of NFL Sunday Ticket. Then, with a YouTube TV base plan, you'll be able to watch every regular season Sunday afternoon out-of-market game. All you need is a Google account and a current form of payment, and you can cancel anytime. Just visit FanDuel.com/JSmith. Please use that promo code to download America's number one sportsbook. That's FanDuel.com/JSMITH. It's only on FanDuel Sportsbook, official partner of 929 FM ESPN. You must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Full price of NFL Sunday Ticket will be automatically charged seasonally after free trial. No refunds, terms, restrictions, and embargoes apply. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.